بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, our aim in life should be to purify ourselves from every disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every ma'asiyat, every sin that we commit that gains or brings about the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the narazgi of Allah ta'ala. We should rid ourselves from all those type of evil, vice and sins. Our life must become pure from all those sins. This should be our aim in life. That we must live a pure life. A life in the ita'at of Allah. A life that is going to bring the rahmat of Allah. The pleasure of Allah. The happiness of Allah Ta'ala. The razamandi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah must become pleased with us. A person cannot become a true lover of Allah Rabbul Izzat until he does not detach himself from this perishable, from this fani world. This world is faniya. It has to come to an end. The entire world and all its pleasures, whatever is in this world, will come to an end. So until we have our hearts attached to this dunya, which is faniya, we cannot become the true lovers of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah has given us one heart. So either this heart is attached to this dunya which is faniya, or it is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who always remains. So Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us this chance in this world, this opportunity to link ourselves, to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making His ita'at, by attaching ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by filling our hearts with the marifat of Allah, linking ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all those a'mal and all those deeds that Allah has made incumbent upon us and Allah has exhorted us to do. And we should refrain from all those things that will bring Allah ta'ala's displeasure. A person says, poet says, tazawwad min ad-dunya, tazawwad min at-taqwa, tazawwad min at-taqwa. Gain the provisions of taqwa. We're living in this world. So what is taqwa? We have to do all those things that Allah has commanded us to do and refrain from all those things that Allah has made haram upon us. That is taqwa. So you see, tazawwad min at-taqwa. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي إِذَا جَنَّ اللَّيْلِ. He says that bring the provisions of taqwa in your life. تزود من التقوى فإنك لا تدري إذا جن الليل هل تعيش إلى الفجر. Because you do not know when night will fall, when night will come, whether you will still be alive till Fajr time. Many of us will go home back now and with this believe that we will wake up in the morning and we come back and we'll do our work, etc. And this weekend we'll do this and we'll do that. But the poet is saying, just like a person takes provisions on a journey, tazawwad, he takes zaad with him. Tazawwad min at-taqwa. He says, take this provision of taqwa, inculcate in yourself taqwa. And do it quickly. Do not procrastinate, because you do not know when night will fall, whether you will live till Fajr or not. He says, فَكَمْ مِنْ عَرُوسٍ زينوها لزوجها وقد قبضت أرواحهم ليلة القدر. He says, how many a bride, her friends beautify her for her bride, for her husband, for her bridegroom. Her nikah is going to take place. All her friends, they beautify her. زينوها لزوجها, for her husband. But Laylatul Qadr, when Allah has decided, written out all the taqdeer, the destiny of every person, they Maut was already written for them. Just got married, and maut is written for them very soon. So before all this happens, the poet said, تَزَوَّدْ مِنَ التَّقْوَى. Inculcate the taqwa in your lives. Bring it into your lives. And then he says, فَكَمْ مِنْ صَحِيْهٍ مَاتَ مِنْ غَيْرِ عِلَّهِ. How many a healthy, strong person, fit as a fiddle, passed away suddenly without any illness. We asked, was he well? Not well. Was he sick? Was he in hospital? No, everything was fine. We met him this morning. He was fit. There was no problem with him. And he passed away. And he says, فَكَمْ مِنْ سَقِيمٍ عَاشَ حِينًا مِنَ الدَّهْرِ. And so many times, a sick person, he lives for a long time. The healthy man passed away, but the sick person, he is still living. And he says, فَكَمْ مِنْ فَتَنْ أَمْسَى وَأَصْبَحَ ضَاحِكًا وَقَدْ قُبِدَتْ وَقَدْ نُسِجَتْ أَكْفَانُهُمْ وَهُوَ لَا يَدْرِي. He says, how many a youngster, he's smiling in the morning, and he's jumping, and he's joyous, and he's happy, but he does not know that his kafan is already being woven for him. It's being sold in the marketplace, and soon the kafan will come. It will be because he has left this world. فَكَمْ مِنْ سِغَارٍ يُرْتَجَى طُولُ عُمُرِهِ. And how many a young person, a young child is born, and the young child is growing, and we have long hopes and high hopes for the child. We have a lot of aspirations and hopes that this child will have a long life. But وَقَدْ أُدْخِلَتْ أَرْوَاحُهُمْ ظُلْمَةَ الْقَبْرِ. But we find the person passed away, the child passed away, and has gone into the darkness of the qabr. And he says, فَكَمْ مِنْ فَكَمْ عِنْدَ الصَّبَاحِ. How many times in the morning the person is سَاكِنَ قَصْرِهِ, is dwelling in his palace, in his mansion, beautiful home. وَفِي الْمَسَاءِ هُوَ سَاكِنُ الْقَبْرِ. But in the evening, he is dwelling in the qabr. So life is short. Life is short. And we have to reach our goal. And our goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The clock is ticking. How many years of our lives has already passed? Are we ready to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have we really inculcated this true taqwa in our lives? Have we become the true lovers of Allah? Have we detached ourselves from all the frivolous pursuits of this world? Or are we still hankering after dunya? And we're just doing some bare, just basic amal in our life. We're just barely doing our faraid. Whereas a mu'min, his tawajjuh should be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah said, لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر من ذكر من ذكر الله. That our tongues should be moist with the dhikr of Allah. A mu'min, all the time he is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to please my Allah. The moment he makes a slip, he commits a sin, she commits a sin. Immediately it dawns upon the person. He feels restless, he feels bechain, and immediately he turns to tawbah. He resorts to tawbah, istighfar, and he feels that nadamah, the pain, that how could I do such a thing and displease my Allah. And immediately he goes and he performs salat, or he makes tawbah, or he gives some sadaqah, he does some good deed. You see what shaitan does, he deceives us. And shaitan says, dozakh, jahannam, oh, that's a long time. Enjoy the guna now, enjoy the ma'asiyat. Oh, mashayikh say, no. The moment a person does any sin, immediately he will be inflicted with some restlessness and bechaini in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ means a wretched life, a very tight life. He feels miserable. The person who commits some sin, whatever the guna is, whether it's riba, whether it's interest, whether it's gambling, whether it is zina, or is casting lustful glances at haram women, that few moments he's getting some mazah, some enjoyment, but afterwards it only bring some terrible feeling within himself. A terrible feeling. So this is ma'ishatan dhanka. He feels his life is becoming so wretched and miserable. Akhirat is punishment. After that, that's separate. May Allah protect us. May Allah give us a life of hayatan tayyibah. Hayatan tayyiba. Inside there's some joy, some ecstasy. Even if a person is going through difficulties of dunya, but his heart inside, he's enjoying some ta'alluq with Allah. And he knows when he is performing his salah and he's reading Quran, he's making zikr, or she is in ibadah and she's making her tahajjud, then she's getting that enjoyment that she cannot describe to any person. Why? She has a ta'alluq with Allah, he has a ta'alluq with Allah, and Allah is giving that person his special mercy, his special ma'iyyat. And this is what we all have to strive for, to purify ourselves from all type of gunas, big and small. This is a lesson, or this is a thing that we all have to do. It's not just for Ramadan time or these Mubarak days, Rajab, and then we will make some ibadat in Shaban and Ramadan. No, every moment of our lives we have to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant me the tawfiq, grant you the tawfiq, and all of us. May Allah give us hayatan tayyiba. May Allah help us to purify our lives from all the filth and all the sins that we are doing. Allah give us the tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha. Again, time is running out. Time is running out. We have seen so many janazas, so many people passing away in front of us. Nobody knows who is next. Nobody knows who is next. So before that turn comes, when people be carrying our janaza, tazawwad min at-taqwa. Let us inculcate the taqwa, which we talk about all the time. Month of Ramadan will come, every day we'll hear about taqwa. Taqwa simply means, let us do those things that Allah has commanded us to do to the best of our ability, and stay away from all those things that Allah has made haram upon us. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم لغناكم عافر ما ولخطاكم عافر ما الله هم كمزور ہیں ہم ضعيف ہیں يا الله we are weak my Allah we are your weak slaves my Allah يا الله help us guide us forgive us my Allah يا الله life is short my Allah then we have to stand before you my Allah Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah, we have to stand before you, my Allah. How are we going to account for our sins, my Allah? Ya Allah, we have committed so many sins, my Allah. Allah, wash away our sins, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our lives, my Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq and himmat to make complete tawbah, my Allah. And to refrain from all types of ma'asiyat and sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, become razi with us. Become pleased with us. Guide us, help us, my Allah, protect us, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Allah, give us the sweetness of your zikr, my Allah. The sweetness of your ibadat, my Allah. The sweetness of sajda before you, my Allah. The sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Allah, make us your true ushaq, my Allah. Even though we are unworthy, my Allah. Even though we are so weak, my Allah. Even though we are failing miserably, my Allah. Allah,
you be kind and tolerant towards us, my Allah. You have provided for us be-shumar ni'mas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for every single bounty that you bestowed upon us, made us in the ummatis of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you give us iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, let our mawt come to us in Madinah Sharif. Grant us buriyul jannatul baqim, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hawdi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning. Protect us from azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rizq come to us with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us abundant rozi, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifai kamil. Ajil mustaqir daim. So many have got cancer. So many going for chemotherapy, my Allah. People have got different ailments and sicknesses, my Allah. Allah, some of them may be listening to this program also, my Allah. Allah, you are a shafi, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Allah, give them afiyat in their bodies, my Allah. Allahumma afihim fi ajsadihim. Ya Allah, give all of us afiyat, my Allah. Whatever hajat we have, my Allah. Fulfill all our needs, my Allah. يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخر ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك لا أود مرحومين give them جنة الفردوس. Especially those of our family members who have passed on, my Allah. Make the qabr a rawdatun min riyadil jannah, a garden of the gardens of paradise, my Allah. Protect them from any type of azab of qabr, my Allah. Give them the highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of Haramain Sharifain for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the whole world is there, my Allah, beside us, my Allah. It is because of our doings, my Allah. Ya Allah, ham nadim hai, ham sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we have been deprived of seeing your Kaaba, your Baytullah, standing before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Rosa Mubarak. Forgive us, my Allah. Make there be an opening with afiyat, without any difficulties whatsoever, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, bless us, my Allah. Allah, all those who are present accept the duas. Those who are absent accept the duas. Those who requested duas accept the duas. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين